This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Great. Hi, everybody. This is Guy Clinch, your APN podcast host, originating again from the IUG Converge 2013. And I'd like to introduce to you David Chavez, who's a very important part of the Avaya ecosystem. David, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I wish I didn't have to, but David Chavez, I report to Brett Shockley. I'm responsible for technology as we represent it to our customers and partners, consultants, analysts, and the like. Longtime Avaya person, you know, working on my 24th year now.
And very modest, too, because I know you've been a part of some of the most significant events in Avaya's history. We had a conversation this morning with Steve Durney, and so far you're doing better than he did because he was a little bit intimidated by the microphones, believe it or not. I know you'd find that hard to believe, Steve.
Yeah, I find that very difficult to believe.
So anyways, for the folks here at IEG Converge 2013, David, as you look across the things that Avaya is presenting, would you have any particular insights you'd like to share with the group?
The first thing that strikes me is that there are a lot of very productive and interesting customer conversations that are going on. A general person in Avaya, if they heard some of these conversations and then what our products are doing for our customers, you'd walk away from it very energized.
I get a real great boost out of being able to come here and interact with these guys. I've been involved with the IAUG for quite a number of years, and I find there's a real dynamic between Avaya and IAUG, and just the push and shove. Some of it is a little bit of a factor, and then some of the ideas that they give us for innovations have really turned into some important things for Avaya.
There's definitely the suggestions. The challenges actually kind of push you into interesting areas. I was working with one customer today, and they had, I think if I'm getting the number right, like 2,000 sites, and they want to move into an OR architecture. They've got hundreds of communication managers out there today, and they wanted help on the migration. You know, this would be fairly straightforward fare for us, right? That's what Aura was really built for.
Right.
But then, you know, they give you the curveball like two-thirds of the way in. It's like, well, there's contact center integrated through all of that, and we want to maximize uptime in case of some kind of catastrophic event.
Sure, yeah, sure.
You would probably tune things very differently in that case. So then you stop exactly what you were doing and re-roll back a bit and say, oh, well, given that these are other things that you'd be able to do as a part of that. You know, at the end of the discussion, you explain it to them in a really straightforward way, and they're like, that makes so much sense.
Right.
You know, and they're happy to go work with their account teams to try to do this as quickly as possible.
Right. Well, we talked this morning with Steve a lot about SIP and why SIP is important to the enterprise organization. And so is that part of what you're really talking about with folks?
Yeah, so for this specific customer, they're on HD23 today, but they know that to get everything out of what we do, they need to move to SIP. And of course, they give me the contact center thing. So there's a little bit of restrictions of what you can do from a contact center perspective in SIP, but
right.
You know, we're there now.
Yep.
From what you can sell. The thing that really impressed them is they're doing this HD23 contact center today. It all aggregates into one communication manager, but they have this uptime expectation. So, you know, they deploy ESSs and LSPs. But in a contact center, you have adjunct services.
Right, right.
Okay, and that's actually very difficult to engineer when you have one large communication manager. When you move into the SIP world, you're actually breaking the link between the device and communication managers.
Right, so right.
Things like these adjunct services are actually far easier to handle.
Ah.
Okay, so that was a, you know, happy revelation for them. The second thing is that in a communication manager, they really worry about a network breaking things in two or more pieces, but let's concentrate on just two. Okay, and now their contact center is all of a sudden two contact centers.
Right.
Okay, and then you have problems with the adjuncts reporting and the like,
right.
And then You know, it takes a certain amount of recovery time for the two contact centers to stabilize. Yeah. Once whatever catastrophic problem happened is resolved, now you got to put these things back together again.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's yet another thing that they have to engineer around. When you move this into the SIP domain, phones register with cores. They have active registrations to multiple core elements.
Right.
Okay, so phones don't matter now in terms of the recovery time. Let's further suppose that instead of one communication manager, you've got two.
Right.
And that you've arranged these two communication managers so that whatever catastrophic problem happened in the first scenario is going to split your network into two.
Right.
But you have a communication manager now in each. Let's suppose the second communication manager is an exact clone of the first one. Okay, so you have the same extensions defined for the same users, etc. And so now the phones, when they associate with your second communication manager because of the fault condition, they're ready to go from an agent perspective.
Wow.
Okay, so you don't have all of this additional time for this thing to initialize.
Very interesting.
And then let's add another element. Let's suppose you had an ICR, SIP integrated
intelligent
to those
customer
two
routing
communication managers. Well, you know, what we do is we have BSR links, best services routing, that go from the communication managers into the ICR, basically say, I'm ready to do stuff. Here's the performance I'm experiencing, route to me based on that.
Right.
Now, in your normal case, your communication manager one has all the agents, has the expected wait time.
Right.
Communication manager two has no agents. So the ICR isn't gonna route anything to it.
Right.
Okay, because performance would be abysmal. There's no agents to service any calls you would offer to it.
Right.
Your problem happens. Yeah. Okay, when the problem happens, then all of a sudden communication manager one is gonna be challenged because a bunch of agents disappeared. Okay, so your expected wait times are just gonna skyrocket.
Right. Yeah.
All of a sudden, communication manager two has a bunch of agents with no calls. Okay, your ICR now says, oh, I want to start using you. I'm sending you traffic.
Right, yeah.
This all happened automatically.
Right, yeah.
Right? So they didn't have to do a lot of tuning. Someone doesn't have to log into the system to make it go.
Right.
Okay, it's a very straightforward mechanism for maximizing the uptime for this inbound traffic that they want to handle, without having to have someone manage what kind of network emergency am I experiencing right now. Whenever the emergency is complete, they can just start migrating agent by agent over to the first one once they want to put it together.
Wow.
So, you know, it's one of those cases where it's very clear what SIP buys you, you know, from the end customer perspective. And from them, it's like less complexity in putting the system together, much higher uptime for the agents when something catastrophic happens.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So, well, I know you're very, very busy, so I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but I'm just wondering, have you had a chance to have any fun while you've been here in Orlando?
I would say, you know, the couple hours of sleep that you get at night after all these sessions are done, or dream about fun. So, I think most of my fun has actually been in the dreams. But so there's a little bit of fun that you get in talking to the customers and getting them energized about something that they could do that solves a problem that they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that we should all feel good about is that we're contributing to this technology and then the end solution that the customer is adopting. And it's due to all the hard work of all of us collectively as Avians as we put it together. So there's a fun aspect to that.
Well, David, thank you very much for your participation today. We've been speaking with David Chavez, who's with the Avaya Sales Chief Technology Office, about a number of different topics, including SIP and what SIP can do for a customer with a complex implementation, contact center, and all other types of implementation. So,
thanks, Guy.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.